The abandonment by the Italians of Cima dello Scorlazzo in the early days of the Great War and its immediate occupation by the Austrians, on 4 June 1915, obliged the Italians to trench in underneath Cresta Ovest. This simple itinerary, almost entirely free of natural obstacles, was equally extremely exposed to enemy fire and observation. For this reason, the Italians were forced to build their shelters and main supply routes on the steepest sections of the west slope of the Filan dei Monti crest, where you are now standing. Along the whole of the rocky spur, the remains of a complex defensive system can be seen, punctuated by troop shelters and rifle, machine gun and artillery positions. A few of the shelters were carved out of the rock, and today these have mainly fallen down or are at risk of doing so. We would therefore advise you not to go into them. However, the quantity of surviving buildings and trenches is striking, despite the fact that most of the wood was removed immediately after the war. The elements have gradually worn away some buildings, but the majority of these are incredibly still standing, despite the fact that they were built almost entirely in dry stone wall, with each stone being carefully fitted into the next. The elderly, experienced in this technique, used to say that the stones of a well-made dry stone wall have to kiss, a non-technical term which shows just how much care had to be expended in building these artifacts. To supply the Filan dei Monti military guard, a steep mule track was built which forks off from the Stelvio road in Spondalunga, above Seconda Cantanera. In a multitude of hairpin bends, the mule track was protected from Austrian artillery fire and reached the westernmost spur huts at an altitude of 2,768 meters. There was also a counterweight teleferic to this point, whose lower station was Ponte dei Vitelli, a single tracked climbing a grand total of 742 meters. It is clear that the men stationed here were entirely dependent on the logistical supply system, which was frequently sorely tested. However, in the words of Gualtiero Castellini, a white war combatant, and #8230, there have been days in which the command of this alpine sector has been similar to a ministry. Just think, having to calculate a way of ensuring the lives, food and sleep of perhaps 100 detachments which might be cut off from the world for a few weeks at a time, and having calculated this, obtaining the material and having obtained it, getting it sent up. Some things went up on the carriages and wires of the teleferic, which we salute with arms upraised as it brings up a little piece of heaven to us. But all the rest winds its way up on the backs of mules and the shoulders of men, and #8230.